Right, ready? Right. Since Terry came back from Thailand, he's been very mature. He actually went and got the full NCT done on him. You know, them full health checks.
Yeah.
So they went, they gave him a scan on his heart, his lungs, testicular check, took his bloods, got the results back. And what was the bad news they gave you, Terry?
I'm only 5'10". It's wrong, though. Do you know how I know it was wrong on as well, though?
Wrong across this.
No, it is. Yeah. How quick you won done it. Do you get me? She was kind of like, just come in and just like, pulled the out down. Did it. She's like, yeah, 5'10". I said, are you sure? She's like, why do you think I'm taller? I said, I'm definitely taller. The last time I got, when did I get my height checked?
Well, you got the scan. It'll be a couple of weeks ago now at this stage, when this is out.
No, before, I'm saying.
What height are you actually, Terry?
5'6". 5'11½".
Right, questions?
We have a few.
Actually, before that, do you know what popped into my head? So I'm listening to Roddy Collins' audiobook, yeah? And he was talking about going on holidays to Tramore. Is Tramore still a place? Do you ever go to Tramore?
No.
In Waterford? It's a place people used to go on the holidays years ago. I went, yeah. But is Tramore still there? It's just gone. You never hear Tramore anymore.
Which means it's still there.
Did they take her away and put her somewhere? Alan, where's Tramore? When was the last time you've heard of Tramore?
John McGuckin talks about it all the time.
Tramore, yeah. Going there recently, though. Or growing up going there.
I have a fact. I knew I had something to come in here with. I think the boys, I gave it to Darden the other day. I think you might have robbed it. But we
was it who invented camping?
No, I gave this to Darden Conway.
I thought that was the best thing I ever heard in my life.
I got a phone call the other day.
He doesn't even know. Look, he doesn't even care. Do you know who invented camping?
Oh, I was in a heap last year.
Henry the Tenth, boys.
He told me that in the head the other day.
You don't understand. I was sobbing, crying in Vicar Street. And those people saw me like, you've never heard that one before. I was like, clearly not. I'm crying.
I was in here on my own the other day with Darden and he said that. And I was in convulsion. He was like, have you never heard that before? I was like, no. He was saying he was meant to say that like, as like, it's not meant to be funny. Like.
No, it's easy joke, bro.
Well, I was crying laughing. Found out a fact the other day.
Go on.
Someone rang me. See your mate, John McGuckin. I said, yeah. He said, I'm at the herding a fact. There's 9 people in Joe's family growing up, and every single one of them, their names starts with J. McGuckin. Every one of them.
What's his brother's name?
I've met John and Josh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
So I sent it to Joe.
His sister's definitely going to be like Josephine or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Joe.
Right.
I've been hearing a little fact of the day, and I don't know how it's sure it is, but I'm gonna.
I may as well try, isn't it?
Why not?
The fact man, yeah?
Joe, how's it going, pal? Right? I like your walking all your ground, right? But. I heard.
That's what I said, I was
on good accord. It's a true story. Everyone that lived in your house when you were growing up has the same initials. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Yeah. Right. So Joe texts back. John, Joan, Joanne, Josh, Joseph and Jason.
Wait.
Oh yeah, Jason as well, yeah.
Two Johns?
Yeah.
So that's obviously his dad and his brother then probably, is it?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, she hardly has two brothers called John.
You never know, could be a cousin.
Imagine Gerald and Gavin called Gavin and Gavin.
Yeah, make things a lot easier.
John.
Yeah.
Joan, Joanne. Joan and Joanne are the same name. So John, Joan, Joanne, Josh, Joseph and Jason. All J. McGuckins.
That is a strange
That's
one.
Strange, isn't it?
Do you reckon they got to a stage where they were like, it's very common to name the fourth son after the dad.
Yeah.
I have like, all my mates, they're all, not them, them other brothers named
that. Yeah, my little brother is called that, exactly.
Very common. So do you reckon they did that? Then, Joseph is a common name because it comes from a Catholic family, I'd imagine. And then they were like, you know what? We're onto something here. And then he had a girl and the man felt left out. So like, Joan, yeah. And he just went with it then. It was too far to change it.
I don't know.
Your dad's name was Jer.
Yeah, Jer. And then my brother Jer. Then there's Gav. Then there's Terrence, unfortunately.
Yeah, but like, they've already named. Right? They're not going to name you Jer as well.
Would have called me Blade and Garrett. Anton, where did
you? You look like a Garrett.
Would I get away ever a Garrett?
Yeah.
He does look like a Garrett though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Would I look like a Garrett or a Dino?
No, Garrett.
No. Mm. Jeff?
No. Jeff, what, like G-E-O-F-F?
J-E-F.
F.
Just one F.
J-E-F.
Just Jeff.
If you could change your name to that, what would you pick?
I could, yeah. I was kind of, when I was a kid, I always wanted to change my name.
To what?
Well, they kept it simple. I wouldn't have went with a blading Cornelius or something. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have went out there. I'd have kept it simple. Anto. Anthony. Oh, fuck.
Actually, no. Like, Anto on your passport. A-N-T-O.
Yeah.
Not Anthony.
Anto. Yeah, I'd have kept it simple. I'd have went basic with it.
I wouldn't. If you change your name, you have to go like exotic, don't you? Like Luis or something.
Or Luis?
Yeah.
Would you go Luis?
I wouldn't personally, but like I think if you're given the opportunity, like don't pick a fucking Irish.
Do you know what annoys me about you?
Go on.
You're a smart young lad, aren't you? Aren't you?
Go on.
Remember I had the diagnosis of autism?
Right.
No, that's separate. What were we saying?
Changing your name.
Yeah, all right, yeah. So I always say, oh, yeah, I can't say my name. I put a D in the middle. Pardons.
Yeah, but you do that with a lot of words.
Yeah. Calvin then proceeded to tell me he can't really say his own name.
Yeah.
And it's Calvin.
I know.
Calvin.
I know, bro. I hate it. Calvin. Hate it. Hate saying my own name.
How can you not say?
Don't know, bro. It's like I say it so disheartened. I hate introducing myself to people and all.
Imagine how I feel. What's your name? Pardons.
Say Terry.
Looking at the floor now.
Terry. Yeah, but well, hey, anyways, is Tramore still a place? That's what I want to know. When was the last time you've heard of Tramore in the public realm ever mentioned? Roddy Collins was talking about a ground there when he was like in the 70s. Tramore doesn't exist anymore. That's, I'm putting that out there. Do you know anyone from Tramore? Do you know anyone from Tramore?
Dylan,
do you know
Martin.
Anyone that's been to, he's not from Tramore. Tramore has been disbanded. Like a football team that goes into administration. It's like Buddy.
Fair enough.
Tramore. It's like Roacher Stores. Where's Roacher Stores?
Well, that is gone.
So it's Tramore. It went into administration. Everyone was laid off. Nice little redundancy package. There you go. What's in Tramore now? Name a place in Tramore. Oh, in Waterford. Waterford Town.
So where did it go? So are you saying it's like Israel and Palestine?
No, it's just not there.
Is that what he's there. Getting at?
No, it's just
Palestine
not there.
Palestine used to be huge, you know that? And now it's only a little holly pocket in the
this
corner.
This is breaking news to you.
There's going to be uproar.
No, I don't like this, boys. When you start switching out of me and all. Go on. But that's what came into my head anyways. When you were talking about Tramore, it was gone. I was like, what happened? Do you get me?
Anything else there, Alan? Any other questions?
This is from Colonel. He says, my question for...
Sorry, what was his name?
Colonel.
Spell that.
C-O-N-A-L-L.
Colonel, no?
No, it's just one L. My question for the lads is...
Colonel Sanders.
Funny because that's
Connelly Sanders. Next question. Right, my question for the lads is, putting the money you would earn aside, if you could be the best in the world at one sport, what would it be?
The best in the world.
He points out here, worth thinking about the lifestyle impacts too. Like you're a footballer, you'd have to be training on Christmas Day and all this. If you're a golfer, you get to travel around the world to amazing places.
Yeah.
I'd go fighter.
You're always thinking the same.
Just because you have it in everyday life then. You're trained as a fighter for life and you're the best fighter in the world.
Yeah.
But if you make the kind of money that you would make being the best sports person at plenty of sports, you'd probably be able to remove yourself from probably 99% situations that would require you to be a good fighter.
That's a good point. He
said money aside though, no?
Say you're Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi, right? You've so much money. You've so many people around you. The place you live has gates higher than a 3-story house.
I think he said without money.
Putting the money aside. So that's, you can't take that as a reason, but it would still exist, surely.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking if you don't get...
So you're the best footballer in the world, you're still going to live in the...
But if you... Let's... Yeah, I would.
Well, if you're going to choose that, then maybe do be a fighter, but maybe you'd be... Other people would get into a situation where they wouldn't need to fight. That's my point.
But my point is as well... You have the discipline of fighting as well.
What about being a long distance runner?
Yeah, but the amount of training you'd have to do.
No, that's you're constantly running.
Yeah.
And I don't give a bollocks. Running is unreal. I love running. But running long distances all the time, fuck off.
Like, that is a lot of training.
Fuck off.
And like doing the actual event as well, like, it's hours upon hours, you know what I mean? At least for a footballer, you know, it's like 2 hours and then you're off then for the night or whatever.
Footballer is good.
Yeah. When you said it, I initially thought football and fighter, just because they're both enjoyable things to do.
Golf is a good one as well because it's such a great lifestyle they have. And it's not strenuous on the body and all.
Yeah. I think whenever they do, like they're in the Ryder Cup, they get so emotional about being on a team. It's like they...
I think they try and make that a big media thing to get Alex Ferguson and Klopp in to give them talks and all. Like, shut up, really, and put the ball in the hole.
I think it just goes to show.
Do you know what I mean?
I love a new guy, Grove. It's so stupid.
I've seen the boys in the group chat. Who's going to win the Masters and all? I was like, yous all have convictions and you're all about fucking Scotty Scheffler. Fuck off, will yeah. Boys, I can't get my head around golf.
You can't watch golf if you have convictions on.
I can't get my head around it. The boys did be down the K Club at Padraig Harrington, and I was like, 3 years ago, you would have took his golf clubs off him. No.
It's like middle classes.
It's get it on.
You can't watch golf with convictions. It never worked like that.
I don't get how the boys are into golf now. What happened?
It's never how it worked.
We used to go to driving range when we were younger with the club, and that was the closest we got to ever playing golf.
Yeah.
Now my mates are... Like, see, Sunday, there's not a whisper in the group chat. I'd be like, did you see that goal? Not a whisper. 6 o'clock that evening now. Jeez, that game was deadly. What the blah, blah, blah. The boys had to be out since 8 o'clock or something playing golf all day. They played golf. They used to be on benders. Now they're out playing golf.
You do a podcast.
I do. But, like, you know what I mean?
It's hard to argue that.
Golf, like...
Podcasts.
No, golf is worse.
Nah, bro, it's not.
Friend of mine said to me,
and I'll say this with my whole chest, I think podcasting became...
Bro, you have to do an interview to join golf clubs. You can't just sign up to golf clubs. Sometimes you have to be recommended. That's how middle class that is. Don't be trying to put golf and podcasting on the same level of classism. I have a point.
Before those, there wasn't many working class podcasts, so I'd like to put that out there.
Right.
So it was a very middle class thing to get into.
And then we broke into it, and now we've...
Yeah, the boys are breaking into golf, pal. It's the same difference. We're all middle class.
Because to start the podcast, you can start recording on your phone, and off you go. To join certain golf clubs, it's like, here's my money. No good. You have to be interviewed, and we have to see what kind of person you are. And do you know someone who's already a member who has to refer you and all?
Is that real?
That's the most... Oh, yeah.
Is it real? Do you have to be interviewed to join a golf club?
Some of them you do.
Depends which golf club. Yeah, I think you do, yeah. Generally.
But that's a thing. Like,
it's a club.
That's madness.
You can't just go up and say, how much the membership fee? 500 for the year? There it is. No.
Don't say it like it's a club, man. Football club, boxing club. Gah.
It is a club, though. Golf is not for us. But anyways, yeah, I think being the best golfer, there's a lot of money to be made and you don't do anything.
You play golf all the time.
Yeah, that's not bad, though. You play for a few hours a day and then you're off.
I wish I was good at golf.
You ever tried it?
Play pitch and pull.
No, I never tried it.
Pitch and pull? Never play pitch and pull? No. Game pitch and pull?
Play crazy golf. Good at that. Well, you heard it off that, down the windmill, down the little tunnel, comes out the clown's mouth. How are you?
We're getting further and further away from golf here.
Yeah.
Golf is in the name.
Yeah. But I don't know how to do it. I'm terrible. I'm bleeding terrible.
Why are you picking for the sport?
Fighting.
Gunnell suggests cliff diving.
Fuck off.
There's no money
in it. Fly the heights. Is that what that is?
Okay.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not for me anyway.
No money to be made in that either. I know it says money aside, but like lifestyle wise, it's still like, what's on?
I'd probably get to travel the world.
How'd you be the best cliff diver? Well, you can jump from a higher height than I can.
There's obviously a world championship.
Yeah, but what the best basin are off?
Oh, no, maybe if you jump off 11 foot. A diving board, you have to do certain moves before you hit the water and your form and creativity. I don't know.
Who can fall the best? That's what that is.
Yes.
Falling with style. That's what that's called.
Yes. And football is who can kick the round thing the best.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's other people trying to stop you from kicking the round thing. Do you know what I mean? So there's challenges. Yeah. It's falling with style.
So you're picking golf. You're picking just fighting. Not even a discipline.
Yeah. Not boxing.
Not a particular
not
sport.
MMA. Yeah, not kickboxing.
Just fighting.
In the flats. Yeah, I'm going to be the best in the world.
Best goer.
Yeah. Yeah. The best goer in the world. Yeah.
Come on, there's a lot of sports out there that flirt with not being sports on, and I think that's a middle class thing.
Do you know what it is? And it hurts me to say it. Darts.
Yeah.
Darts is a sport, is it though?
But it shouldn't be. Yeah, I know what you're trying to say.
Because anyone can play darts.
Yeah.
Race, background, height, weight, nothing matters.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Class, nothing matters. Just pick that little pointy thing up and see if you hit that 20 with it.
Mick from Coolock has a suggestion for a
look,
film.
Look, Mick! Like. Sorry, Alan. Go on. Do it again.
Mick from Coolock has a suggestion for a film you might like.
Ooh.
Any Given Sunday. Al Pacino.
It's supposed to have the best speech.
Have you not seen it?
I've never wanted to start to finish.
Watch it.
Jamie Foxx is in it.
Jamie Foxx, LL Cool J, Al Pacino.
Yeah, he get, has the best speech in it, isn't it?
Al Pacino is the head coach.
No. He gives a team talk in this. They're a football team.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that one with Adam Sandler?
The Longest Yard. Great film.
Great film. No, not The Longest Yard.
Bobby Boucher.
It is a
Waterboy.
No.
Happy Gilmore.
A basketball team.
Oh, that's a bitch.
That wasn't great.
I enjoyed it.
Anyway, will you watch Any Given Sunday?
I will. It's going
I think you'll definitely enjoy
takes
it.
Takes his note. Fair play to him.
Yeah.
Boys, I'm at the knock. Boys, I knocked a few off.
God, like,
he still hasn't watched the Shawshank. I'll bite this microphone.
Yeah, Terry, come on.
Like the most obvious film to watch ever.
Will Arroyo snapped on me last week.
Oh, for not watching that?
He asked me if I've ever seen that. I said, no. He was like, you never seen the fucking Shawshank. I was like, Will Arroyo, relax.
Just the but it's the most obvious thing.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever played the guitar? Yeah, I know Smoke on Water. Obviously, it's the first thing you listen to. Have you ever seen a film? Yeah, the Shawshank. It's the most obvious thing. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like name a footballer, Ronaldo. Obviously, Ronaldo.
Okay. From Arthur.
McGinty.
I've never heard of him in a while.
McGinty!
If you could pick anyone to narrate an audiobook memoir about your life, who would you choose? We might have had this before.
We had
or was that about a documentary?
No, did we not? Was it not past guest? That's what it was. Because remember, we like picked Pat Dively because he's so calm.
You said Pat Dively, yeah.
So anyone?
Yeah.
To narrate your life, Liam Gallagher.
A book? No, not narrate your life. A book about your life.
Oh.
So
read the audiobook.
Yeah.
So it would be your words read by someone else.
So why are you saying like that?
What do you mean, why am I saying like that?
Like, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Because you're hinting at something.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're hinting at like, so, no, it's about your life.
It's a
remember that.
It's a specific, right, so the exact words used, narrate an audiobook, right, so not narrate your life, so an audiobook, memoir. About your life. If it's a memoir about your life, you wrote it.
Yeah.
So I was just I wasn't thinking of anything. No, I was just telling
your life.
Clarifying the question.
And I'm like, why are you saying it like?
Because they'll be your words. Which famous person is gonna sound good saying, not my fault, I have ADHD.
Good line as well. I just put that at the end of every chapter. End of every chapter.
And it wasn't my fault. I had ADHD.
There you go. There's my stick. Who's narrating my life? Who's it have to be?
Anyone you want.
In the world?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Good show. Yeah. Good observation, Terry.
I know them all.
Yeah, he knows anyone associated with Texas.
Any one of them.
Al Pacino.
Why are you going with them ones?
Because we just mentioned Al Pacino 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but are they all American?
Yeah.
So you were saying
pick
fucking Booker T or something, aren't you? Is that what you're saying?
Booker T, what a man.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're getting at? Pick someone out there.
You've become really paranoid in the last 6 minutes.
Yeah, he thinks this is a setup.
Yeah.
Next week he comes in to do a podcast. Now we're doing your memoirs and Booker T is reading it. Bollocks, I knew I shouldn't agree.
No, I'm just a bit confused.
Calvin.
You were saying pick a mad cunt.
I was just saying pick one that it would sound funny if they were
to read,
read your words.
Yeah.
Booker T. Come on.
He's so disheartened by it now.
Who'd you prefer? Colin Meaney.
I felt like I was out of
I was going to say Brendan Gleeson. Brendan Gleeson be a good one.
Cork people, pal.
Cillian Murphy.
Blind Boy.
Roy Keane.
Oh.
Roy Keane.
Blind
him at the end saying that line.
Yeah. And it wasn't my fault. I have ADHD.
Roy Keane. Imagine that at the end of every arc.
There you go.
I just put a loud
album. Wasn't my fault. I have ADHD.
Yeah, I'm going with Booker T.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Do him in the lion.
What a bleeding. What a man. What a walkout song. Oh, boys.
Wow.
Bruce Buffer.
Oh, shit. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Good.
That's it wasn't Michael my fault. I have ADHD.
That's very funny.
I love how it's just like doing an impression of someone saying, wasn't my fault, I have ADHD. And it's every single possibility. 8 billion people on the planet, pick one of them. And it's like, Donald Trump, wasn't my fault, I have ADHD.
That's some shell bone.
Your one.
I think Blind Boy would be a good one because his accent's very nasal. It wasn't my fault, I had ADHD. You know, like that. That was a bad one, but.
You should have stopped. Yeah. That's your last impression.
No, I'll do one more. Just saying. You have to make up
yeah,
for
you have to make up for
it. Who would you want?
Give me a. Give me a Mick Connell.
No, hang on.
I like Belfast.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, do you know what? I can't do Mick Connell on cue. I'm actually very good at doing them when that one asked me to do it.
Try. You're at the finishing on a loss anyways.
Yeah, because I tried to make it sound nasal. You know what I mean?
Do you have a one for yourself?
I was going to say Brendan Gleeson.
That's a good shout. That's a practical good shout, yeah.
Brendan Gleeson be class.
It wasn't my fault. Terence has ADHD.
No, it's I have ADHD. I have to do.
This is his book.
Yeah, this is my book. Yeah. Oh.
So you're finishing every chapter with.
Come here, if it's working for you, it has to work for me as well.
Yeah. If you're not getting blamed for stuff you do, you shouldn't be getting blamed for stuff.
No, here the money. Oh. Oh. Okay. Boys, we get our hand. Was that McGinty?
One more from McGinty.
I'd have a whole episode from McGinty, to be honest with you. Yeah. Comes up with the best question.
McGinty wants to know, what are you most afraid of?
Oh, no, don't say that, McGinty. That's a bad one.
Know what I see in the Thailand, boy, is a big fucking snake.
Do you know what I don't want to do either? It's
scared of you.
Reveal your biggest fear on the podcast, because then it's out there in the public domain. How many people say to you about Texas thinking it's funny and you're terrified of it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, very often, very frequent.
Should never reveal your biggest weakness. Do you ever notice after every fight, I was like, look, I was into coming into this, and you were like, you never said that in the build-up. He's like, obviously, I'm at the fight, another man didn't want to tell him I had a dodgy knee. You know what I mean? You don't reveal your weaknesses.
Yeah.
But my biggest fear is dying, by the way, just putting it out there. I'm fucking terrified of dying, boys.
People walking up the cabin in River Island, I'll just like, it.
Yeah, no, I am. What happens after you die? There you go. Terrified. Good luck, just.
Terry? Texas?
Yeah. I didn't even think I needed to answer that.
Waste of a question.
Yeah. I just have to be sure.
Yeah. Texas and bass. Bad afraid of bass.
What about bass from Texas?
Are you?
Bass with cowboy hats.
That's not even funny. Little guitar and all.
Yeah.
Buzzing in that blade Texas accent.
Be on a horse.
Buzzing in a Texas accent.
They have killer bees in Texas.
See what I mean?
Texan bees actually are bigger. And
speaking of bees from Texas,
good ever came from that kip.
Beyonce's from Texas.
Yeah,
she is. Yeah,
what? I only found that out because of the song. Boys, I swear to God, there's 50 states in America, and that would have been the 50th state I'd guess that where she's from.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why you don't like Beyonce.
I'd never liked that.
Yeah, there you go. Because he knew she was from. You got the vibe.
What happened? JFK in Texas. Nothing good ever happened in Texas.
Well, if yeah. But in fairness, you didn't know JFK died in Texas until very recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had a feeling.
Like, you had talked about how you, I've said this so many times, literally, I gave years of my life to that case, bro.
No way, but the bro in.
And then you found out shortly after that he was killed in Dallas.
And what's the chances on? Because I love JFK.
What did you love most about JFK? Yeah,
what was your favourite thing about JFK?
I don't know, boys. Wait, and I give you. Do you know what? I want to give you an in-depth answer to that. I don't want to say something stupid.
Just give us something off the top of your head there, something quick.
You can't say you loved something for a reason and not give us an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what? Say his eyes or something. And then you know what comes next.
What, you thought he was a good-looking bloke?
Yeah.
That's what you like.
They didn't think he was good-looking, yeah.
Do you know there's an X?
I want to give you a proper answer to that, Owens. You know that?
There's an X on the road where he was shot.
Is there?
Yeah. Isn't that mad? The way that's just allowed.
That's a bit childish, isn't it?
The way that's just allowed to be there.
That's like a game. You do it, your last death spot. Yeah. You put an X on it so you can go like, back and pick your weapon.
Yeah, it's a call of duty.
That's shocking. He spawned, what's he going to spawn back in, drop down, pick up his suit? He's dead, pal.
He's back in the lobby.
No, but only in all seriousness, what's
it
the X there for?
It's a bit insensitive, man.
What's it for? So people know where he was shot.
Is there going to be an X when I die?
Might be insensitive.
What, because of president? What?
Well, he's the one who said insensitive.
No. It is insensitive. No, what? He meant it because he said it was childish.
No, I'm saying, what, because he's a president, he gets an X?
Will you haven't listened to those Stoller episodes yet. And until you do, I don't want to talk to you about Jeff Pagan.
Do you know what? I'm not going to argue with you, but that's fair. That's fair. And do you know what? I am going to fucking listen to them.
He's putting on his list. That's some list. If only you had like 20 something hours to kill, Terry, they make you make through that list.
There we go.
Start listening now when you walk home.
A great bloke. I didn't even want to get down there.
The JFK route?
No, but I was just naming bad things that happened in Texas nothing good ever came from it.
Okay. Do I have anything else for you?
And if you can name something good that came from Texas, I'd appreciate it. One good thing. Invented, made, established.
Person?
Born.
Yeah. Is Kevin Holland not from Texas? And you like Kevin Holland?
Don't think he's Louisiana, I think.
Do you like Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Really?
The conviction in that. No.
Interesting.
No. Do you know what, Alan? I seen a scary film with him many years ago and I enjoyed it. A thriller.
Like Woody Harrelson?
No. He's in 2012.
If you listen to those JFK episodes, you'd hear that Woody Harrelson's dad is tangled up in the whole thing.
Shot him.
He's a hitman for the CIA.
I'm going to listen. It wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald anyways.
Well, we'll see which thing.
It wasn't only him.
Mark wants to know if you owned a horse, what would you name it?
Mark?
Yeah.
Hoof. Because it's a horse. Hearted.
Hoof hearted. Oh. Very good.
Hi.
Very good. Look at the light with yourselves.
Oh, it's pretty good though. Whoa. Oh, not like you, bro. Not like you. Like you. I'm sick as a dog.
This is worse than the chair.
Oh, I'm sick. I'm delighted. Boys.
Gonna delete that.
Oh.
Just gonna.
The fact that you have the power to make that go missing forever hurts me. That hurts me. Yeah. And the chances of you doing that maneuver is going to sting you at the start of this episode is nuts.
What are you going to sting me with?
There's one where it's like, say oi, then, so it's like,
oi,
then spell map,
yeah,
and then say ness.
I am a penis.
I was going to do that at the start.
No, as if I wouldn't have copped on halfway through.
Would you not? Would you have? Someone sent me it and I was reading it and I was like, oi, I'm a penis. I was like, you bastard, just to get me there. And I was reading the
word. Oh, right.
I could see it. I still got stuck.
One more question from Arthur.
McKinty.
What one thing will always cheer you up and make you feel good?
What did the McKinty? I just want to hug him.
What one good thing? What? Alan.
One thing will always cheer you up. Did that say you feel warm?
No, you're at the make it.
Make you feel good.
Feel warm?
Yeah.
Calvin's brains are going warm. What would you say? You're going to say, you have to say our kids, boys. If you don't say our kids, is our bleeding bad fathers.
Well, it would be the kids, yeah. Besides that, though.
I know. I don't know. See, I don't want to
get sentimental.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to. You know, I can't think of anything else. Good and warm. Do you know what does make me feel good? And I said this to somebody before because he messaged me trying to be smart. I do feel 10 feet tall when I have a new pair of runners on.
Good and warm.
I say good. I wouldn't say warm. I added warm to that. It's not even part of the question. I just added
warm. Arthur never said warm.
I added that in.
Yeah. The question has just changed here.
What makes you feel good?
Read it out again.
No.
You're worse than me.
What one thing?
There?
Swear to God. What one thing will always cheer you up and make you feel good?
A new pair of runners will always cheer you up.
will make you feel up.
Fucking hell.
What? Read that again, Calvin.
Forget it.
What did he say?
What one thing will always cheer you up and make you feel good?
That's all?
I know. Oh, I'll answer Terrence's for him. Every time he comes into his gaff and his dog is like crying and like excited to see him.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does. It does, yeah.
No, but your dog specifically when you come in the gaff.
Oh, when I come back in Thailand, boys, I swear to God, I was nearly crying and all.
What was she like?
Thought she was going to forget me.
Yeah, what was she like when she seen you?
Oh, screaming she was.
Yeah?
Screaming because she can't back. The dog still can't back. Backs once a month or something. Just whimpers.
No, backs when he sees another dog on the telly.
On the telly, only. Only backs at the telly. Now she's doing this creepy thing the last two or three nights, boys. Oh, don't be well. At about 10 o'clock, the dog goes west. Every night. She keeps on, like she'd be asleep on me lap, right? I'm just watching the telly. And she'd get off me. And she'd stand in the middle of the sitting room and look at me and keep walking backwards. And like growl. And like growl looking around. And she keeps doing this thing where she's like trying to bite the air. Trying to bite oxygen.
Like, get someone in to have a look at that, Gav.
Bro, creepy.
Do you reckon every time you leave, your dog thinks you're never coming back? Because they're always excited, no matter how long you go for.
If I go down to the shop and come back with a coffee, like the dog is running amok when I get in the door.
Or if you go out for the day, you come back bleeding 4 hours later, the dog is the exact same as if you leave for 20 minutes. Like, mate, we do this every day. Will you relax? Do you know what I mean?
Fucking love me dog, boys. You're after reminding me of it. I can't wait to go home. Just hold her. I love that dog, boys. She's only saying it today, boys. Imagine. She has to die one day. I hope we go first. I hope I'm dead before that dog. But then I'm thinking she'd be left on her own in the woods. And what if it was days before I got found in the gaff?
Dog would start eating you.
What are you? Not my
dog. Yeah, dog would start eating you. And that's the thing as well, people don't realise. If you collapse and die in your gaff, I say you have a solid hour before your dog starts eating you.
Yeah, but regardless, she can eat me if she wants, I'm dead. I'm just saying, like.
The dog can do no wrong in his eyes.
Yeah, if not, if I'm dead, I don't.
But now that dog can't do any wrong in your eyes.
She doesn't do anything wrong for me to even say that.
Did she not put a hole in your sofa?
She nibbled her ear. Should have had me eye on her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you ever get that on? Your kids just give you a hug and say they love you out of nowhere?
Not yet, no. Mine aren't kind of at that stage yet.
Just that kind of stuff. You're just like, Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? Can't beat it. That's why I didn't want to. That was my answer, but then I was like, that's kind of expected. So you have to pick the next best thing, and that's getting a fresh pair of runners. Do you ever walk down the road with a fresh pair of runners and just be looking at them and all?
I'm always afraid.
Of what?
Getting them dirty. I'm like, if it rains, I'll snap.
I know.
I'm always on edge.
Do you know what else I do get? Like, you get this pair of runners and you're looking at them and you're like, in 2 months' time, like, you're just going to be yesterday's nails. Like, do you know what I mean? But in that moment, it's fucking late.
Yeah. So, that's the end of our episode. Send us your questions, dilemmas, whatever you have at talkandbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out on. Boom. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your whip in the ground. In your body, your head. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that. The hypnotic.